what's looking through your eyes, what's listening to me speak right now. We call that awareness. And it's very easy to introduce yourself to that about you just simply by stopping thinking right now. If you just stop the train of thought, there's still something about you that's there. It might be subtle, but there's a presence that's undeniable. And now the practice of short moments is simply to recognize that clarity and relax whenever you remember to do so. So what that means is throughout your day, you'll start to see that at some point you will remember to take a short moment, to just stop the train of thought and acknowledge that presence and openness. So in the beginning, the instruction is just to stop thinking, because just for a brief moment, and obviously that's impossible to keep that moment of not thinking. But in that moment, you recognize something about yourself that's still there. Awareness, clarity, openness. And the practice of short moments is simply to emphasize that quality about you for a brief moment and then repeat it whenever you remember. Now, the great thing about that is what you'll find is that nothing about you needs to change in order to take these short moments, which is incredibly powerful, because most of us believe, of course, I can only share my own experience, but I needed to change everything about myself in order to feel okay. And this is what we learn in life, that there are certain thoughts, emotions and circumstances that are bad, that we mustn't have any of, or less of. And there are certain thoughts, emotions and circumstances that are really good, and we should have lots of those and hold them in place. And then we have many, many thousands of neutral points of view or phenomena that we couldn't care less about. So our whole lives we spend like a sorting machine, continually trying to hold on to the good and get rid of or modify the bad. We've trained ourselves, and we've been trained by our parents, our schools, film, TV, to believe that somewhere in the future there's a beautiful golden set of phenomena, of circumstances, where we'll be happy all the time, where we'll have fantastic friends, we'll be healthy, and then we'll know we've arrived. Now, in great freedom, we simply term all of life's phenomena, thoughts, emotions, people, places and things, and we call them points of view. That makes it very simple. So our whole life conventionally is spent trying to hold on to good points of view, modify or eradicate negative points of view, and we couldn't care less about the neutral points of view. And so we do the best we can, and we test this, like we really test it, and it doesn't work. Now, we're not saying that there isn't some benefit to be found in striving for positive points of view, because of course there is. But all of you know in this room, and I'm sure maybe some of you have achieved many great things in your life, but it's very obvious that there's still something missing. No matter how successful, wealthy, healthy, how your friends, you know, if you've got amazing friends, there's always something missing in this game of rearranging of points of view. So anyway, I was lucky enough to be forced to come to Great Freedom, and I was open enough to test the instructions. So just showing up and listening to downloads, that's what I did. And I started to see, wow, I was given a guarantee and it seems to be working. So I just kept going. And the more I took these short moments, the more I saw immediately that things like depression, anxiety, panic attacks, they have some benefit. They remind me to take a short moment. Now, sometimes I got lost in the stories of depression and panic and all of this, but that's normal because I'd had decades of behaving in the same way to these points of view. So I just kept going, and what starts to happen just by participating in teachings and listening to downloads and taking short moments is that this pervasive ease, what's looking, that's so ordinary right now, like when you identified it earlier when I asked and suggested just stop thinking, that ordinary everyday awareness, it's so normal and it's been with us forever, that's why it's gone unnoticed. But if you emphasize that rather than points of view whenever you remember, that ordinary pervasive what's looking starts to outshine and pervade all of these experiences. So, like we heard in the talk today, that there is no separation between what's looking and what's being looked at. They are the same thing. Now, just because we've trained ourselves for so long to believe that we are trapped in a skin line, I, Adrian, am looking at you, and somehow I am generating awareness, this body, it doesn't mean it's true. And so the onus is on all of you. It's very empowering. You don't have to believe a single word that's being said here. In fact, if you're really cynical, then use that cynicism. You're not going to find out by thinking about it, but you will find out by testing it. So really, it's up to each one of you. And we're here for another 3 more weeks, and we're only here for this to become your experience. And we really mean that nothing needs to change about your life. You don't have to change anything about yourself in order to take short moments. And what you'll see is that pervasive ease and openness is always present. So in the beginning it's subtle, and in the beginning what you see is all of your own life circumstances provide you with an opportunity to make a choice whenever you remember, emphasize awareness or not, that's how simple it is, for a short moment, and then simply repeat that whenever you remember to do so. And it's your life that's reminding you to take short moments. So your life is what you're looking for. Isn't that amazing? Or it might sound really depressing right at this moment, but the fact is, I can honestly say that all of this misery and discomfort and frustration at myself and everyone in the world, by taking short moments, the perfection of those points of view has been revealed directly in my experience, in that they're inseparable from this space of openness and clarity. Perfection means empty, really empty of anything of a different kind. If you get into intellectual thoughts about the word perfect, then you come up with lots of conflicting information. You know, the world on a descriptive level and an experiential level is far from perfect. So don't think about it. Take short moments when these thoughts arise, and you'll start to recognize natural perfection in your own experience. Then you'll start to see in your own experience your negative points of view, depression, anxiety, panic attacks, jealousy, anger, are inseparable from this wide open clarity. And of course also the positive points of view are as well, and the neutral ones. But slowly and gradually you start to recognize really what's going on, that it's our true nature is wide open, free of anything other than clarity. And when you start to see this in yourself, that you are free and you are not restricted in any way by your thoughts and emotions and circumstances, then you start to see it in everyone else. And I can't tell you what a gift this teaching is in terms of just simply and practically being able to relate to everyone I meet.